Story number 60. Abigail and David. Do you know the pretty woman who is coming to meet David? Her name is Abigail. She has good sense, and she keeps David from doing a bad thing. But before learning about that, let's see what has been happening to David. After David runs away from Saul, he hides in a cave. His brothers and the rest of his family join him there. About 400 men in all come to him, and David becomes their leader. David then goes to the king of Moab and says, "Please let my father and mother stay with you until I see what happens to me." Later, David and his men begin hiding in the hills. It is after this that David meets Abigail. Her husband Nabal is a rich landowner. He has 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. Nabal is a mean man, but his wife Abigail is very beautiful. Also, she knows how to do what is right. Once she even saves her family. Let's see how. David and his men have been kind to Nabal. They have helped to protect his sheep. So one day David sends some of his men to ask Nabal for a favor. David's men come to Nabal while he and his helpers are cutting the wool off the sheep. It is a feast day, and Nabal has many good things to eat. So this is what David's men say. "We have been kind to you. We have not stolen any of your sheep, but have helped to look after them. Now, please, give us some food."
"I won't give my food to men like you," Nabal says. He speaks in a very mean way and says bad things about David.
When the men return and tell David about it, David is very angry.
"Put on your swords," he tells his men, and they start on their way to kill Nabal and his men.
One of Nabal's men, who heard the mean words that Nabal spoke, tells Abigail what happened. Right away, Abigail gets some food ready. She loads it on some donkeys and starts on her way. When she meets David, she gets off her donkey, bows down, and says,
"Please, sir, pay no attention to my husband, Nabal. He is a fool, and he does foolish things. Here is a gift. Please, take it, and forgive us for what happened."
"You are a wise woman," David answers. "You have kept me from killing Nabal to pay him back for his meanness. Go home now in peace." Later, when Nabal dies, Abigail becomes one of David's wives.